September the 20th is the Dental Health Awareness Day in China. Recent special reports have revealed disconcerting news about dental health problems that are inflicting the Chinese people. Before we go into, I guess, the toothaches and problems, Niu Honglin, could you please give us a bit of history of the Dental Health Awareness Day?
Oh, history class time. So today is the 30th Dental Health Awareness Day in China. This year's theme is Dental Health, Total Body Wellness, meaning dental fitness is related to whole body fitness, and therefore people should be aware of the risks with bad teeth and deteriorating gum. And actually, in 1981, the World Health Organization released a standard for oral health, which includes, listen to it and try to check with yourself, with your own teeth. It is the first one is clean teeth. Second, absence of cavity or pain. Third, normal gum color. And last one is no signs of bleeding. So if you don't have any of those, you might have pretty clean teeth. I'm not really sure they're very beautiful and pretty, but we'll discuss that later. But these are the standards of oral health. And in reality, few people could attain that level of health and have perfect teeth and gum. And actually, in 2017, China's Health and Family Planning conducted a nationwide survey on oral diseases, and the results is astonishing because it shows that only 9.1% of Chinese adults have healthy gums. That is to say, 9 out of 10 people have bad gums, and that's a very serious situation.
I got my first exposure to this when I first came to China. I think the best way to get a little familiar with a new culture is to familiarize yourself with the taxi driver. So when I got in the taxi and I would ask, you know, if I could go somewhere, and the taxi driver would smile, and I noticed his teeth would be like kind of brown, and I was like, oh wow, you know, and it's very different, you know, from where, you know, the United States, dentistry is a really big deal for a lot of youth, especially when you're young. Parents get you in to make sure that your teeth are whitened and clean. But when I first saw that when I came to China, I was like, oh wow, you know, I wonder how dentistry is here in Beijing or in China.
So let's say if it's a taxi driver in New York, Manhattan, driving one of those iconic yellow cabs, and you get in that taxi and that person flashes a brownish smile. Well, I mean, would that be a little bit abnormal?
It would be in the U.S. It would be very abnormal because of the culture, I guess you could say, of dentistry in the U.S. If I did see that in New York, I would wonder if this person grew up in the United States, or perhaps this person may have not had the income to sustain dentistry as a child. So that's just typically what most families do. Even families that can't even really afford dentistry, they will do what they can to make sure that their kids will, you know, have braces or, you know, do something with their teeth. Because I remember growing up as a youth in the U.S., if your teeth weren't straight and white, you would be picked on by other kids. So it's a really big deal in the U.S.
Yeah, and if you're wearing those, I don't know what they're called. Okay, braces. Simple when you just wear it on your teeth. But there's this other kind of more heavy or aggressive correctional equipment that you wear on the head. I mean, I don't think that's common these days anymore. But let's say 20 years ago, you could see if people have really crooked teeth. When you're young, that's one of the really elaborate, I suppose, correctional equipment one can wear to make the teeth straight long term. But you also get picked, I guess, picked on. And
I would imagine.
Teeth is really a big deal in the, where I'm familiar with, I suppose, the UK and the US. And it's really interesting to see that on this day, well, a lot of reports get released and we get the latest figures on things that I think sort of reaffirms something that we already sort of know here in China. That is, there isn't enough attention that's been paid to dental health. And sadly, when you look at the development of things or of the human body, I suppose, is that you only get two chances your whole life. The first, I need to discuss with you guys then. So the baby gets this set of new teeth, right? And then, so that's one. And then you get to your teens, or before you get to your teens, and then
you got a whole set.
You get the second teeth. Yeah, so it is
two.
Two opportunities. And then you're stuck with it for the rest of your life.
And it's not exactly two opportunities, because the second set of teeth are, you know, heavily affected by the first set of teeth. And that is why dentists or, you know, kids, doctors would tell young parents that don't ignore the dental health of your babies, because even though you think they get a second chance, they don't really do. They still have, well, if their first set of teeth are not good enough, it will affect the quality of the second set. And actually, for me, a funny thing when I was doing the research about this topic is that I realized when human being imagine some kind of monster, being a vampire or, you know, a huge, ugly, weird, googly-eyed monster or some witches, you always imagine them with really crooked, not straight, not perfect teeth, sometimes a little bit yellow, drooling, just, you know, disgusting. So you associate bad teeth with not really good figures. And I think that also shows that too, no matter what country you're from, no matter what race you are, the teeth, the dental health is very important. And we do consider that people with perfect teeth pretty.
Increasingly, that is the situation, and I think that has a lot to do with whether you're more of a rural society or of an urban one, because in rural societies or, well, you know, of a developing country, then dentistry is a luxury that wouldn't be easily provided for people. And I'd just like to go into a little bit more detail on the current situation here in China. What shocked me, I've been doing this show for a while, so, but still, I'm still a little shocked, I guess. I remember discussing this a few years ago, and I remember there was a lot of wows going on, and now it seems like, you know, for the last 10 years, this percentage has stayed more or less unchanged. That is, for adults aged between 35 to 44, so pillars of our society, 97% are found to have plaque or tartar, which is this hardened plaque that is, I suppose, visible on your teeth.
Right, it's like a clear yellow material that's really hard and difficult to get. You have to scratch it off when you go to the dentist. It's very, very hard to get off.
I wonder where they get this set of figures, because
They say, open your mouth and check one by one. No, that's not true.
Because 97% is really high.
And I would assume that comes from certain kind of body checkups, physical checkups. If you go, maybe they will just remind you that you need a little bit more attention to take care of your teeth. But they keep a secret record and have this kind of report or figure.
I think when you go to the dentist, they definitely they monitor everyone that comes in and how badly damaged the teeth are. And most people, I would imagine, would have tartar on their teeth when they come in, because, you know, we all eat a lot of the same foods. And especially now with a lot of processed foods, coffee and candy and sugar, it gets into our teeth. And sometimes we don't know the proper way to remove it, and it stays there and it hardens. So I would imagine that a lot of people, I would think 96.7% is a really good estimate.
Oh, interesting. And also, when you look at periodontal disease, so that's yajoubing in Chinese, so that's gum. It's not just teeth, but gum issues. And then this disease is behind 60% of cases where patients have to have one or more of their teeth removed. If you have to remove a tooth, then that would mean the dental condition is really bad. And usually, I don't think dentists are this aggressive in trying to fix the issue. But usually it's when there's tooth decay and then it's probably getting close to the nerves.
Before it gets to the periodontal disease, before it there's a condition called gingivitis where your gums swell up. And I have to say, I was tutoring someone for their IELTS test a couple years ago, and I noticed that she brought some tissue with her in the class, and she kept putting it in her mouth, which was a strange place to see it go. And I, are you okay? And she was like, oh, yeah, I'm fine. And I saw blood on the tissue. And I was like, are you sure you don't need to go to the restroom? She goes, oh, it's okay. Sometimes my gums bleed. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, that sounds like maybe you need to go to the hospital. Oh, no, it's okay. It's fine. You know, a lot of my friends, you know, it happens. And I was like, no, that's not okay. So at that point, I realized that perhaps there was an issue with dental care. Perhaps where, you know, the student was from, you know, it was very common for people to bleed at the gums. So I felt a little concerned, and I tried to give her some, as a teacher, I tried to, you know, tell her a little bit of my experience and what she could do to, you know, to help her teeth.
Wow. I'm glad that I never had to witness any of that. I would be, if I'm not prepared, I feel could be emotionally scarred.
Yeah. And if you think about it, actually your teeth are placed in your mouth and you have this little socket there. And if you don't clean it properly, the dirty stuff would go deeper and deeper. So you can think about the socket like a pocket. Mm. So if you clean the pocket, you don't put strange stuff in it. It's always clean inside. But at the first time you put something, you leave something not very clean in the pocket, it's hard for you to got all the, you know, itsy bitsy things from the pocket, and then they'll stay there. And the longer they stay, the bigger the vacancy in the pocket would get. So it's harder and harder for you to clean it, and it's harder and harder for it to clean itself. So your teeth are just, you know, loosely placed in a socket, really ready to just go off. So imagine that every time you brush your teeth, I assume you would do a better job, just a little bit better.
Well, that would motivate a lot of people, I feel. And when you look at scientific findings, within every 1 milligram of the plaque that we talked about, there are approximately 100 billion with the B letter bacteria. And that would, well, possibly infect the tissue around the teeth. So it's not just the teeth, but it's also the gum, the tissue around it. And this is possibly, if it goes bad, then a signal that maybe other issues are happening with your all around health. So do we know any of the conditions that possibly with this teeth or gum issue can actually signal?
Well, it sounds like some doctors believe that patients with serious gum disease particularly have a wound within their oral cavity, which is a gateway for bacteria to infiltrate the immune system. And dental ulcers could be an indicator of diseases, including Behet's disease, Crohn's disease, and some sexually transmitted diseases as well. Gum bleeding may indicate disease in the cardiovascular system. The periodontal disease may aggravate chronic diseases such as hypertension, diabetes, kidney problems, and lead to infections such as pulmonary infection. So it sounds like there's a lot of ways, there are a lot of indicators that there's something wrong with, a larger issue that's going on with the individual, and your teeth is just one way. Crohn's disease is a type of inflammatory bowel disease that can affect any part of the gastrointestinal tract, from the mouth to the anus. And signs and symptoms include abdominal pain, diarrhea, which may be bloody, fever, and weight loss. So there's just a lot of things that can contribute to these issues in your mouth, which is strange because a lot of these conditions seem to affect other parts of your body. But apparently, if you go to a dentist, they can look at your teeth and see that you may have some other issues that are of concern.
Yes. And if you think about it, it's perfectly normal for someone who's suffering from a certain serious chronic disease thinking that I have a bigger problem to worry about. I don't want to clean my teeth as usual, as often as usual. But actually, these diseases, well, these kind of patients who are suffering from these diseases would have weaker immune system. Therefore, it is even more urgent for them to maintain oral health, because it's possible that this kind of environment and this kind of bacteria would also link to other parts of the body, would affect other parts of the body. And I think that is kind of why this year's theme is talking about dental health, is fitness for your whole body.
So, well, you guys really painted a gruesome picture for me. And I wish we could have given our listeners a little heads up before starting and diving into the discussion that, yes, this might make you feel a little uncomfortable, especially if you've just had lunch, as we go on with the discussion. So, when we know there are all these issues that's associated with dental health, how do we treat these problems? And we'll start with the periodontics disease, the yajou bing, so to speak, in Chinese.
Yeah, so actually one thing that I think is something piece of information that I think is very, very important and useful, is that there are these kind of chewable tablets selling everywhere that you can get yourself. These are the kind of tablets that will dial your teeth a little bit, but they're not actually dialing your teeth, they're dialing the plaque on it. So if you chew the chewable palate, like for 1 minute, and then you started to brush, and if you think you've brushed to the extent that it's clean, you can just go look into the mirror, and if you still see some redness on your teeth, it means the plaques are still there. And that is a way to test to see if you have been doing a good job cleaning your teeth. And if you observe that there are still so many parts of your teeth are dialed, it means, first of all, you need to change the way you brush your teeth, and second of all, you might want to go to see a professional teeth cleaning doctor to help you with the remaining problem.
Another big technique that a lot of people don't really apply every day, and they should, is flossing. Flossing is enormous. It's something that, well, when you go to the dentist, they tell everyone, make sure you floss, be sure to floss, because as you mentioned earlier, Honglin, about the pockets in our teeth.
Oh, yeah, pockets.
A lot of tartar and a lot of bacteria gets lodged in between our teeth. And a lot of us aren't really taught to floss. So flossing is very big, because a lot of times that it gets stuck there and it stays there for months and maybe even years. And it's also recommended to see a dental hygienist and get your teeth cleaned about every 6 months. And for some people, this may not be very economical, because it's actually expensive to go and get your teeth cleaned 6 months or once a year, because it could, in the United States, to get your teeth clean, it could range anywhere from $100 to $200 American. So it's definitely a commitment to go and do that every 6 months. But it's definitely recommended to make sure that the tartar and the possibility of you know, other diseases could, you know, reduce the amount of diseases that could be forming on your teeth.
Yeah, I have a question, Tony, because I don't want to get my teeth cleaned by a doctor, because they use those really hard material. I feel like my teeth are some kind of raw stone that they're carving into shapes, but I think it'll hurt my teeth, because, you know, there are this hard material wrapping out at the surface of the teeth. That's the kind of stuff that's protecting my teeth. So going to a teeth cleaning, well, service or treatment, will it hurt my teeth in some way?
It typically doesn't do damage to your tooth. It does scratch the enamel off, that harder part that, you know, we all love and need on our teeth. But sometimes that wonderful thing called tartar that we get from all of the wonderful foods that we like to eat settles on our teeth, and the only way to get it off is to scratch it off. When we scratch it off, we do lose a little bit of the enamel, but that really has a lot to do with the technique of your dental hygienist or dentist. But in most cases, they don't remove too much of the enamel. So it's better that they remove a little bit of the enamel and remove the tartar, as opposed to just letting the tartar stay on your tooth and increase in size and cause other more other issues that you don't really want to pay for.
Okay, question here. Because we know that the tartar and the plaque, it takes some time to form. So if you brush your teeth properly every day, at least twice, and if you give enough effort to the health of your teeth, I mean, maybe you can just avoid this altogether, right?
Absolutely. The problem comes is the training. A lot of us don't get this training of brushing your teeth twice a day. And I have to say, I have to be honest in myself that I was taught to brush my teeth once a day. After I woke up in the morning, before I ate breakfast, I would brush my teeth. And a lot of people have this habit where they only brush their teeth once a day, and no one even knows what floss is, you know, for the most part. So it's this awareness, and I think this day in China where you're giving awareness to, you know, dentistry or your teeth is huge. And I believe a lot of people will benefit from flossing every day because food gets lodged in our teeth every day, brushing our teeth twice a day. And there's a certain way that it needs to be done in order to get the most off of your teeth, and possibly even be using fluoride mouthwash, which can also harden the enamel and protect it from further decay. So there's just this, there's this education that globally people are missing, and so we have a lot more problems with our teeth.
Yes, if you have some questions about are you doing it right or what kind of condition you're on, actually today is a perfect day to go out and see some doctors because it is the day that every dentist is trying to educate you, trying to help you. And I believe there are so many different activities in different neighborhoods. They're just, you know, wearing their white coat ready to help you.
Wow, we need to implement something like that in the United States. That is so, I think that is so great that China's doing this.
Well, this is really interesting when, well, first of all, I think, Tony, what you, all the tips that you gave just now, they're very useful. But there is this realist in me, okay? Although being the idealist a lot of the times and goofball. But I'm thinking, there's a lot of money I need, well, want, or they're trying to persuade you to spend. You need to get the toothbrush, the toothpaste, mouthwash if possible, and the floss. And so I think there's a lot of spending that goes to this. And this just reminds me of the origins of the toothbrush. The toothpaste, actually. Mm. As there's different versions of the history, so to speak. But one, I think, quite appealing, well, interesting one is that actually the toothpaste was it started as a product that advertisement agencies wanted to push to consumers in I think it was the 1960s in the US when this started. But prior that, people didn't brush their teeth. And then it was because there was this little product that a company developed and thought, hey, we need to market this to the American consumers and later on to the world. And then this whole set of lifestyle of products, they're all pushed to us. And now, I mean, I understand that we want to have the beautiful, straight, white, shining teeth. But there's also so much business that's behind it that makes me a little wary about where is this all taking us?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more on that aspect. There is definitely a commercial aspect to dental care. And I believe that a lot of it has to do with this image of having a perfectly clean, white smile. But on the other hand, our diet has definitely changed. So it definitely needs to be changed.